Okay. This here, I think you, most of you can probably see it. This is a Mellotron, 60s instrument that was the forerunner of the synthesizer. And we came into the studio one day, and it was sort of standing right about there. And it looked very modern, would you believe? And the idea was that it was, it's tape loops. It's like a tape cassette. It's just done with tapes. And you play one of the keys, and it will play string sounds or a trumpet or flutes. We were worried it'd get past the musicians' union, actually, because we thought, oh, no, they'll ban it, you know, losing all the work for the musicians. But they never did, and obviously then years later, synthesizers came in. But this was the original instrument, and this is actually the old EMI one. But since I've had it at my studio, I've been trying to work out, you know, what they originally made them for. And I think it might have been to sell them to places like cabarets, so you wouldn't have to pay a band. You know, you just sort of get a Mellotron in and get someone to work it and it'd be fine. You'd get music on the cheap. And you'll see what I mean when I play one of the these are all presets from the 60s. And this is the kind of thing they thought people wanted to do with a Mellotron. And I can't blame them. Baby, won't you come with me? Now, baby, honey, can't you see? I love you, baby, with all my might. Come on, baby, out tonight. I love you, baby, dear. And though you may think it's a little queer, I wanna take you down with me tonight to Abbey Road. It's Abbey Road. Come on to Abbey Road. Yeah, yeah, to Abbey Road. Yeah, come on down with me tonight, baby. I love it, I love it. Mellotron, what were they thinking? Fabulous. We found other uses for it, as have many musicians since, and probably the most famous use, we as the Beatles put it to, was on the front of one of our records, which went like this.
Strawberry fields.
Okay. You'll all be humming that on the way home tonight, I guarantee. Boozebo, bizubido. Wow. What a riff. All right.